So I'm with Elaine and her daughter Tyler, who's well, I'm not looking too good. I mean, your leg is well, it's obvious something's happened. Ty, how are you feeling at the moment?
Fine.
Fine, yeah. Is it how it looks at the moment? Is that has it swollen down?
A lot.
What happened then, Elaine? Take us through the your Easter holiday.
Well, we went for a walk up in the New Forest, walking along, went in flip-flops, which we shouldn't have done, but it was just literally, went to see the deers, went for a walk round, and Tyler must have trodden on a snake, and it turned around and bit her on the foot. She screamed, and it just went on from there, really. We rang my dad, and he said that it was an adder. I thought it was a grass snake. A bit naive, really. I don't know much about them. Had a look on the internet, him and my cousin Stuart, and rang 999. They picked us up. It took a long time getting there, didn't it?
Yeah.
They couldn't find us because I didn't know where we were. We're not from there. Took a long time to get to us. And as soon as they got there, they didn't even assess her. It was straight in the ambulance, blue light siren, straight to the hospital.
How did you feel at this point? I mean, did you know you'd trodden on a snake?
I felt a bit worried because I know that sometimes the snakes can be really poisonous and it can sometimes kill you.
Did you know you'd trodden on something?
No.
Did you feel the snake bite you?
Oh, it just felt like a wasp sting and then it started really badly hurting.
Wow, and how was the trip in the ambulance? Was that, were you being looked after in that?
It was quite cool.
Quite cool. So you got to the hospital then?
Yep, when we got there, there was a resus team all waiting. So we got straight in. They did warn us before we got there that it was going to be a lot of attention for what happened. And as we got in there was lots of doctors, lots of nurses that jumped straight on her and were watching. And the top consultant came in and, as you can see, drew a line on her foot just to check the swelling. And the swelling was going further up her leg really, really quickly.
Talk me through this blue felt tip line then, Tyler.
The blue felt tip line was put there to show where the bruising was gone up to, and then I woke up the next morning and I think it was all the way.
Yeah,
quite.
It got further and further and further. So where did the actual snake bite? Show me where the snake actually bit you.
Actually bit me just next to
your little toe.
My little toe.
And you can't see anything now though, can you? Actually with the bite marks.
No.
Just this kind of swollen foot, comparing it to your other one. So you got quite a lot of attention in the hospital, I hear.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to see this because this doesn't happen often, so people kept on coming in to see you.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Were they all having a look at your foot and your leg?
Well, they were all, just saying, that's really amazing.
It seems like Tyler's, had a bit of an exciting journey with the ambulance, things like that, but this could have been a lot different. This is dangerous when this happens.
Yeah, they did try and keep us calm the whole time and just kept going, she'll be fine, there's no worries at all. I guess because we were there and they were keeping a close eye on it, that they knew that nothing bad was going to happen at that point. But afterwards, you go back and you look at things and realise just how bad it actually was just from start to finish, really. There was lots and lots of people looking, and we went to bed. I stayed with her on the Friday night, and they were obviously keeping a close eye on her. And when we woke up on Friday morning, the whole of her leg was bright red, raised right up onto her tummy. And that's when they woke us up early, didn't they, and said, we're getting the anti-venom and it will be administered as soon as possible.
What have you learnt from it, Tyler? What have you now learnt about walking in forests?
And it's quite stupid to wear flip-flops and walk in the woods.